I'm Benjamin Payne for WVIK News. For this weekend's big story in the Quad City Times, sports reporter and columnist Don Doxey will give readers a closer look at the rising popularity of eSports in the Quad Cities. eSports is short for electronic sports. Now, how can a sport be electronic, you ask? Well, lucky for you, Don is here in the WVIK studios. Don, thanks for joining me.
Oh, good to be here.
So what are eSports?
Well, it basically is what we've always known as video games, but it's more on a competitive level. You've got high schools and colleges all over the country taking this up and competing against one another in video games. And a lot of these are games where there's four or five or six players working together in the game to defeat the other team. But it's really taken off, something that used to be kids doing alone in their basement are now doing on a team basis and competitively against each other.
And I understand St. Ambrose University recently announced they're adding eSports as a varsity sports program next year, that they're actually going to offer some scholarships for e-athletes. When I first read that, I was pretty surprised, but you report that isn't all that uncommon. Actually, more than 70 colleges across the country are offering scholarships for eSports.
There is. Robert Morris College in Chicago started doing it 5 years ago in 2013, and it's kind of gradually picked up steam. St. Ambrose is currently trying to recruit 15 athletes. Well, if you want to call them athletes, I guess, participants to come in. And these aren't full scholarships, but they are giving them things comparable to what they give their football and basketball players to come in and play video games for them starting next fall.
And I understand Orion High School, about half an hour south of the Quad Cities, is also adding an eSports program. How did that come about?
They have already added one. They're already competing. They decided to do it this fall, did a lot of fundraising to get the computers and everything they needed, started to, and played a winter season in January and February, and are now playing a spring season. They've got 30 kids involved. This is a high school with 320 students, so it's roughly 10% of the student body is on their eSports team in the first year, which is pretty amazing how quickly it's taken off there. But there's hundreds of high schools all over the country. They're really the only one in our area right now, but I'm sure it's going to happen at other schools very quickly.
You've covered all kinds of sports at the time, is baseball, basketball, football, wrestling, hockey, you name it. All sports that require physical activity, but with so-called electronic sports, it's a bit more sedentary. As a sports columnist, do you consider eSports to be sports?
Oh, boy. Well, you know, I need to learn more about this. I mean, I've learned a lot about it, obviously, to write this story. But, you know, there's other sports out there that don't require a great deal of stamina and physical fitness and are still required sports or still classified as sports. So I guess I'm leaning towards saying yes on that, but I know if the Illinois High School Association decides to sanction this, which they're thinking about, they're going to classify it as an activity, much like their state chess tournament and things like that. So they don't consider it a sport yet, but the NCAA is taking a look at this, and if obviously they would classify it as a sport.
And even the Olympics, I understand?
Yeah, there's a chance, yeah. The Olympics may have already picked up on this, except they're a little worried about the violence in some of these games and how that meshes with the Olympic ideal and everything. So they're kind of taking a wait-and-see approach, but yeah, it looks very likely that someday eSports will be a part of the Olympics.
And violent video games, what games in particular do eSports usually cover? Is it usually shooter games or other things as
well? It is shooter games for the most part, things like Overwatch, League of Legends, a game called Counter-Strike Global Offensive, which as I understand it is a little more violent than some of the others. Some of the ones that are really popular, like Overwatch, are more cartoonish, the characters in it and everything. And there's not a lot of blood and gore in these games or anything, but they do involve, you know, most of them are shooter games.
Is there anything else we should know about eSports?
I think it's something you're going to hear a lot more about. There's an organization called the National Association of Collegiate eSports, which started out with 6 members. When I started doing this story, they had 50 members. I talked to them the other day. They now have 74. They think they'll be at 150 by next fall. I think very soon within 5 years, almost every college in the country is going to have some sort of program for this.
Perhaps even Augustana?
Well, Augustana does have it on a recreational basis. They have a house, I guess, where they students can come and be involved in esports. They're not doing it competitively against other schools yet, but I think it's just a matter of time before that happens too.
Don, thanks for joining me.
Glad to be here.
That's Quad City Times sports reporter and columnist Don Doxey talking about the rise of esports, so called because they're electronic competitions involving video games. As for whether they're actually a sport, that's for you to decide. You can read Don's story about the rise of esports right here in the Quad Cities in the Sunday edition of the Times or online at qctimes.com. For WVIK News, I'm Benjamin Payne.